Hello everyone, are we live? My god, three times restarting the stream today. Odyssey, figure it out, please! Are we even live? Do we have sound? It seems like, okay. Deadstar says, I was seeing a replay of yesterday's girl fight. Yeah, it's ridiculous. How does the Odyssey system work? That you have sound problems, you reset the stream, they show you the stream of yesterday. How does that work? How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We should be live. End of the line, Joel says we are live. All right. Live streaming is a tough thing to organize from a programmatic perspective, but this is so basic. It should have been fixed years ago by Odyssey. A year ago, at least, we've been suffering from that problem. You start the stream, there's no sound. Come on, programmers, you can do it. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We had a super chat during the night. Phil Bess has sent $40. He says, post one, I'd like your review of a video. I found it hard to judge either way. The shooting occurs in California, where low-life gangsters have shot at cops and gotten only 2 to 3 years, so the cops had a good reason to be afraid. At the same time, my libertarian senses tell me that you should be able to do what you want with a gun, even point it at someone. Well, it's a case that I had already reviewed. It's the case of some gangster sleeping in a parking lot of a fast food or something. And he's sleeping. Not only is he's sleeping beside his extended magazine gun right beside him. Extremely dangerous situation because the police are like, okay, we want to wake him up, but what if we wake him up and his reaction is to reach for the gun? Then we would be entitled at shooting him, but is it because he was being waken up? Did he intend to take the gun? So, of course, it's a difficult situation, but in my sense, although I'm a libertarian too, yes, you should have the right to have a gun. First, you should have the right to be bearing arms. However, when you are in a situation where a police is trying to approach you, and they are giving you warnings, and they are telling you don't. And even without the warnings, you understand in general that a police force has to be holding deadly force on their person at all times. So you understand that an aggressive move toward them, or toward even not them, but toward a weapon, can be interpreted as a threat to their life. So you have to suspend the libertarianism here, understand that a police interaction is a temporary thing, so it's not like you are giving up much liberty. You are giving up the liberty of a few minutes of not triggering a policeman's sense for self-survival. So I'm totally fine with this. Crazy Catman says, I take it you've reported the issue to Odyssey, JF. Have they given any feedback or ETA to resolve? No, they're giving me the impression when I write to them that they're just not going to work on it. It's insane. Insane. They've been very good on so many things. But when I talk about this problem, they're like, oh, it's a difficult problem, you know. It's like, bro, I'm certainly not the first person to suffer from this problem on this platform. Do you guys know any other creators that have had the same thing? It seems like a major problem, the fact that you have no audio. Anyways, let's look at the video here. So the police have plenty of minutes to discuss and get reinforcement, but the problem remains. The guy is right there with a gun and sleeping.
See it? Right here. Yep. Cover down that way. Door looks open. I'm going to pull him out and snatch his ass.
A few moments later, the officer says the magazine is out, so if he shoots, he only has one shot.
He's got a gun in his lap. The magazine's half out, so he's only got one shot if he shoots. Door looks unlocked.
The magazine wasn't actually out. It was an extended magazine, so it looked like it was only a little bit inside of the magazine well. About 3 minutes after they discover the gun, an officer says, "I'm going to open the door and grab the gun." If he reaches for it,
I'm thinking we snatch him out. I don't even want to give him a chance.
Is this unlocked?
It looks unlocked. You want to test it? What are you thinking?
I'm going to go in there, I'm going to grab that gun.
And then I'll yank him out.
If he reaches for it?
Yep. Patrick, am I clear?
Okay, this car's in drive.
Okay. So, you got that, Patrick? Okay. Car's in drive.
John Drake says, bad plan, but what the heck do you want to do? You want to wait that he wakes up naturally? It's going to be the same situation when he wakes up naturally. It's not like there's nothing different in 1 hour from there or 2 hours from there. It's always going to be the same situation. He's going to be waking up and he's going to be beside a gun, and who knows if his instinct will tell him to reach for the gun. And if you step away, then you are endangering all sorts of citizens. John Drake says, knock on the window. Knocking on the window could trigger him. Do you know how a small noise can be experienced as massive when you sleep? It's like, oh, a small noise. A small noise can lead you to a reaction of grabbing the gun. So that there's no perfect situation. There's no perfect way to do it here.
They call for other units to block the car in since it's still in the drive-thru and start talking about how they're going to get the gun.
Push this.
Go away, says, couldn't they pump nerve gas through the car air filter? That is an interesting strategy. Potentially, but if the car is not on, the car is not turned on, I don't think you're going to get much air passage. So you're going to have to surround the car with that gas. And I don't know, at this point, it's going to be a huge cost of gas.
Control car up against his bumper.
Hey, can you push my car up against his bumper?
Push that up against his bumper.
As they are devising the plan to resolve this without...
So they have put a police car behind. That's a clever thing. I fully agree with the work of the policeman in this case. Because they want to avoid the possibility that he just drives away. They want to make sure that if he wakes up and grabs the gun, that they can shoot him.
Anyone getting hurt, he starts moving. He uses his right arm to scratch his left shoulder.
So see, now he's waking up. His first reaction is to scratch. So at this point, he's still very sleepy, not super conscious of what's happening. He's just waking up.
One officer says out loud that he is not awake and they don't open fire.
He's moving. He's not up yet.
They instead give verbal commands to show his hands.
It's okay, you give a verbal command to show your hands. This guy has the choice, as he wakes up, to follow his terrible instinct, which is to, of course, escalate the situation and grab a gun, or to accept that he is at gunpoint and give up and show his hands.
He leans forward. They still don't open fire.
So this guy has had a lot of chance in these instances, to not go and grab the gun.
That's when slowed down.
He leans forward here, but he still doesn't make a move toward the gun, and the police haven't shot.
The left arm go forward. The officers on scene stated that he reached for.
Now, the left arm here, you're going to see it advancing. That's the problem. He is reaching for a gun.
For the gun.
And so, of course, what else can you do? I mean, this guy is hanging out like a gangster with a gun on his car seat, and he takes the extremely dangerous decision of falling asleep beside this dangerous weapon, which in itself, to me, is an act of negligence. If you're chilling in a parking lot and you are sleeping beside a loaded weapon with an extended magazine, you are careless in a dangerous manner. So as far as I'm concerned, the police are not to be reproached anything here. They have tried the strategy of, is the door unlocked? Well, shit, it isn't. Then it's going to boil down to, will the guy have the defensive reaction of reaching for his gun? And I'm totally fine with people reaching for their guns. When they are in face with policemen, getting shot. That's something you have to accept if you want the work of police to be doable in society. So my final conclusion on this, Phil Best, is that's fine. The police have done a correct job. I don't know if this has led to any sort of prosecution. I haven't followed this case. You never know in California, you know, but as far as I'm concerned, if I was a jury on this case, they certainly wouldn't be guilty of a crime. John Drake says, didn't they say he was in a drive-thru? Yes, it was, but well, I think he was parked. He looked parked to me, but I think, he was parked in a fast food drive-thru. Firestarter says, I don't know, was there a crime? Was there a crime? I don't know if you want to count threatening deadly violence toward a policeman as a crime, but that is what he's committed. And to me, whether you call it a crime or not, to me, it's what triggers the defensive, the legitimate self-defense reaction of a policeman. But you have to know that, and you have to know how. What we need is courses on how to relate to the police, how to have a relationship with the police. I'm always extremely clear with my hands when I see a police. It's like there's no way there can be a misunderstanding. But sleeping beside your gun loaded, in my view, even if you were to do it in your house, to me is absolutely dangerous. You don't control yourself when you wake up. You may be in a half dream, or you may be a little confused. That doesn't make sense to me. Dead Star says, it's Cali, so he was breaking state law. Besides that, though, his plates could have been stolen, or he could have warrants. My guess is that his extended magazine was a breach of state law. That would be my guess. Micronova says, alternatively, control of the ground in a technical heavy future like smart asphalt can freeze movement of vehicles and foot traffic. Tech can interact with people, yet the problem of crappy policy remains. Imagine leftists empowered to amplify their will, nightmares, and unworthy masters. Smart asphalt. I get it. I understand that it's possible in principle, but I had never heard the term. Smart asphalt. FD says, when you wake up with a gun to your head, it's game over. Yeah, well, when you wake up to a gun to your head, you must surrender. That whether it's a gangster or a policeman, The guy has already an advantage on you. Don't try to beat them speedily, you know? If you wake up to a gun to your hand, the first thing you want to say is, hello, gentlemen. What can I do for you? And then figure out the situation. Figure out how you may not get shot. Because the first thing to notice if you wake up with a gun to your head is the guy hasn't shot yet. So he doesn't want you dead. Because if he wanted you dead, he would have shot you while you were sleeping. So you do, hey, gentlemen, what can I do to help you? Simple. It's so simple to survive. John Drake says, don't pull a John Wick. I don't know. What did John Wick do? All I know about John Wick, I've watched the whole movie, but it was so terrible that I don't remember it. My understanding is there's a dog. He's pissed and he is on a path of vengeance because the dog was killed. Robert Reich was saying, Elon Musk and his enablers have turned this website into a torrent of ad hominem attacks, lies floated as jokes, and blatant misinformation. This isn't freedom of speech, it's dangerous. Welcome to the club, Robert Reich, because that was my experience with the Twitter leftist. Smearing me, making ad hominem attacks, floating lies as jokes, and pushing blatant misinformation. The only thing that happened under Elon Musk is that now you are exposed to the same amount of misinformation and lies that I was. Because now you see right-wing misinformation and lies, I was seeing the ad hominem attacks of the left-wing. That is the real world. You know what I was doing back then? I was simply blocking the people who are saying stuff that is not useful to me. Lodazal says, first rule of self-defense is avoidance. Don't fall asleep in a car with an AK in your lap. Simple. Yeah, I would totally say this. I would say you accept responsibility when you fall asleep in a given situation that will lead other people to perceive dangers. There is such a thing as a responsibility of where you fall asleep. I've been staying awake for 36 hours sometimes, and I've been pushing my body to the limit, but then I knew I have to go find a place to sleep that is safe and that will be safe for others and me. End of the line. Joel says, Yoel Roth had a secret Twitter account for his gay sex tweets. Oh, really? Is that true? Has that been verified? I would love to hear about it, but I've not seen this spread on the media right now. So, but it's possible. So send me the info if you can prove it. I would be interested at reporting on this. Study finds prejudice against COVID-19 unvaccinated around the world. People who have received COVID-19 vaccines express discriminatory attitudes toward unvaccinated people. A new study of over 15,000 citizens of 21 countries across the world suggests individuals who comply with the advice of health authorities morally condemn the unvaccinated for violating a social contract in the midst of a crisis. Well, that is not surprising. For anyone who's been unvaccinated, you felt that that pressure and that discrimination. But what's surprising is that they allowed themselves that level of discrimination in a society that has made discrimination the worst harm you can possibly do. But you realize that there are certain kind of discriminations that they will be very willing to endorse, the leftist. John Drake says, I'm pretty sure you pass out in a drive-thru, you're on opioids. Well, then it's totally your responsibility. I mean, everything you do under opioids is a direct consequence of you taking opioids while you were not under opioids. So the set of consequences do not absolve you from your responsibilities, because you have to take the responsibility when you take a substance that will alter your consciousness, that your consciousness will be altered and that you will be making bad decisions. I wanted to talk about this Supreme Court hearing that could empower state legislatures, not judges, to regulate elections. It's an important case stemming from North Carolina. It's the Republicans in North Carolina that are starting to be frustrated at the judge system, where because the Constitution says the state legislature will determine the time and manner of election. And there's different ways to interpret this. You can interpret this as, oh, they will just give guidelines and then the judges will figure out the details. Or you can interpret this in the general right-wing way these days, at least. It's the Republicans who are attached to this conception, and it's the Republican justices on the Supreme Court that are open to it. You can take the doctrine of basically state legislature are empowered to decide everything about election. Since Surya Loka says the stream is terrible here, well, you can lower the quality. Perhaps it's an internet speed problem. I think that the other people are receiving the stream well, so perhaps it's just a bandwidth problem on your side. Try lowering the quality to 480p. If not, then I'm sorry, you'll have to perhaps... Ariel Suarez is saying, I'm having some serious buffering issues. Okay, so it may be something with Odyssey tonight, but other people are reporting no buffering. All right, let's try to do our best, and if it doesn't work live, come back and download the MP3. It's going to be available at the end of the show. So you can interpret by the doctrine of state legislature being fully empowered to control elections, and I tend to have that interpretation. They determine the state, the time and manner of election. So manner of election is a pretty large delegation here given to the state legislature. And to me, a state shouldn't even have to have elections in a democratic way. They could say, well, okay, we are a state of monarchy and here's our king and he's the one who votes. He's the only one with the right to vote in the election. That would be hilarious. I think it might actually improve our governments because I think that a single person picked at random might actually have more insight about what to do with society than the leftist mob that are currently controlling elections. So anyways, in my view, the privilege is absolute to the state legislature to even decide that they're not a democracy that gives equal voting right to everyone. But the North Carolina case stems from the judges systematically invalidating what the Republicans choose as maps, you know, congressional district maps, which are cut, of course, in a way to always advantage your party. You see a bunch of Democrat voters, you want to pull them together. You see a bunch of Republican voters, you want to distribute them just enough to win all of your congressional districts. That's the mathematics of it, and that's always what it's going to be. Yet the Constitution has decided somehow to give the power of these congressional district determinations to the politicians, not the judges. And yet, the leftist judges are constantly saying, oh, your district maps are not constitutional because they are punishing black people. And I think we might have here a major decision that might pass from the Supreme Court that says we are done with judges playing in this. Basically, a judge will just make sure that the technicalities of it have been resolved by the state legislature, but they will not be able to argue that that the state legislature shouldn't be able to choose something. So I think it's going to be very interesting. I hope. I mean, okay, someone has sent me images. I asked for a proof that Yoel Roth's gay sex Twitter account was truly is, but you send me basically gay porn of Yoel Roth. I didn't plan on seeing this today. I cannot show it on the screen. But end of the line, Joel claims that this Twitter post as is giving a proof that the Twitter account belonged to Yoel Roth. It does look like it is, and that he was publishing pictures of him after or before sex. Yeah, technically you have proven what I was asking you to prove. Thank you. Thank you for sending me that gay porn. This does look like Yoel Roth twittering his sexual adventures. So yeah, the state legislature, if they are empowered, it would totally go in line with what the Republicans, and especially the Trump Republicans, have been asking, which is follow the law and don't bend the law with the executive branch, with the judicial branch. They were all bending the laws to always push more for equality, for more access to the vote. And in fact, I would argue that under the United States Constitution, a state may want less access to the vote. And that might be the most reasonable thing to do given how people vote. So that is it for this Supreme Court case. That's what I had to say. Deadstar says, we've got 2 years to figure out Philadelphia and Detroit fraud. We will probably fail though, so start packing your bags for the gulag. Yeah. I don't think that the election fraud direction is a very productive one to follow. I think that this Supreme Court case, for example, has chances of changing things beyond what Trump could ever do with his current line of thinking. Because when you start claiming fraud, you have to prove fraud, it's a crime, you have to prosecute people. It's a long process, and it's basically designed to just punish individuals. If you want to change the system, you have to have a legal basis that says, yeah, you know what, state legislatures have the absolute power. Now, once you got this, you can argue that the judge's decision here and there were invalid, and you can get them invalidated before the election. But once the election is done and the fake numbers are in, or the true numbers are in, whatever they are, you have no mechanism. And the Supreme Court proved this by rejecting the Texas case for election fraud in other states. They basically confirmed that in the U.S., you have no right to complain that some other state is committing fraud in their election. They can literally say, we are committing fraud and we don't care, it's the law. And you would have no recourse. Go away, says JF. But how can we fortify election against emergent situations if we are forced to follow the letter of the law? Well, then we have to make the letter of the law advantageous to us. And how do we do this? It's by not making a dozen drop boxes where people can go drop in the night the ballots that they've been collecting. Then you can make illegal the ballot harvesting and this kind of practices. And you just make it the classic. You have to step up and go to the voting station and show up in person with your ID, and you make this the law. If we had a positive judgment from this court, from the Supreme Court here, that's what basically we could do. We could go harsher in the letter of the law, making voting more difficult rather than more simple. But of course, this is a great taboo. I mean, me just saying this places me in the fringe, by the way. This conception that what we have to inverse the progressiveness of voting, that yeah, we have to make it hard for people to vote, that is a totally anti-leftist principle and anti-normie principle at this point. Everyone wants the vote to be extended, more people voting. That's always what you have. But I, for one, argue that the more easy you make voting, the worse vote you're going to get. I mean, this is a law of economics, basically. If you don't have a big filter at entry, You're gonna get all sorts of things at the output. That is just how the world of physics work. So if you want a democracy that actually makes the right decision, you have to make it an elitist thing to vote. Now, I'm not saying that the elite will be perfect, it will have its own loopholes, but even the loopholes of a monarchist elite at this point seems a better situation, a better loophole than the loophole of having state-dependent individuals voting for more gives me this, gives me that policies. Go away says you have to leave your home here in Australia to vote, so it's already too hard for me. Okay, well, there you go. So Go away is a troll. He spends his days on the internet lying to me just to get me to believe his crazy troll stories. He doesn't deserve to vote in Australia because he spends so much time on the computer, he won't even step up to go vote at the voting booth. Spindly Opinion says only net tax contributors working in the private sector or men willing to die in the army should get a vote. Yeah, something like this would absolutely be fine. You cannot make it the decision of those who receive the money from the state to decide what the state will do, because of course they're going to drain you out. I mean, what else do you think is going to happen? The Twitter files, the corporate media ignores the biggest story of the decade. Yesterday we have covered Twitter files 3 and 4. Oh, so Ariel Suarez says that he changed from 480p to 720p and that he has less buffering somehow. It's possible. It's possible because sometimes the server that is doing the transcoding may have buffering not because of bandwidth issues, but because of transcoding CPU issues. So you may have found here the bottleneck is favorable to bandwidth and disfavorable to CPU. The biggest story of the past decade is not the COVID pandemic, the January 6th protest, the war in Ukraine, the BLM riots, or even the stagflationary crisis in the US. Behind these major events is another story, one that connects them all together in a disturbing way, even more important than the effects of geopolitical and economic chaos is the effect of mass censorship. Without the free exchange of information and debate, the public remains ignorant. If the public remains ignorant, crisis events have an increasing potential to explode. To explode. Absolutely beautiful take here. It is true that the Twitter files encompass all of this. The Twitter files explains the push for BLM, the manipulation of social media toward the racial concepts of the left and the obsession with it by the left. The January 6th protest being mounted as some kind of insurrection is also very closely related to social media bannings, including the banning of Donald Trump, and how Twitter was converted into a pro-war machine for Ukraine. It is absolutely stunning. Across the years, I've seen Twitter change, and I've seen it become the seat of warmongers. All of this is related to censorship and the Twitter files. All of this is an action by the elite to control the exchange of information on the internet, control it in the direction they want. End of the line, Joel says, Patrick Casey said that the closest the MSM media would say about the Twitter files is, duh, we already knew, it's a nothing burger. Yeah, I've seen that from CNN. It's what they say. If you've already knew this, where can I find the past article at CNN where you talked about it? Oh, we already knew. Okay, you knew. When did you publish the news? Can I see a first page on CNN 6 months ago where you said, "Oh my God, it's unbelievable." these Twitter employees have been coordinating against the right wing. Nicholas Petris says, it's been debunked, sweetie. Oh my God. I heard the leftist tone in your way of writing it. When they say sweetie, I feel bad. I feel terrible. There's two types of people who say sweetie or sweetheart. There's the leftist fabulous, like, hey, sweetie. And then there's the Southern American, like Texas, Louisiana, all these states of the South, where you go to a diner and the server woman, she calls you sweetheart. Both are disturbing me. I really don't like both. To me, sweetheart is too... You're telling me that I taste sugar. You're telling me that I'm cute. You're telling me... If you're telling me that I taste sweet, that I taste sugar, it means you've been secretly licking me. That's how I feel when these Southern women say sweetheart. I'm like, where did you lick me? Because I wasn't aware. I didn't consent. Cat brings her kitten to her human's bed as a sign of trust. Absolutely beautiful scene. But it's amazing how the cats, they lift their babies. It's like, oh, they're gonna kill it. Look at this, holding her baby by the throat. How is this baby still alive? Bum. I wouldn't be carrying a baby by the throat like this. Go away says, she licked your heart, JF, and it was sweet. Well, that's kind of disgusting. Like, I would like to have a chance to consent before you do open heart surgery on me. It's how did you get to my heart? EU to force crypto companies to report their users' holdings to tax authorities. The European Union indicated Thursday that it will make cryptocurrency companies report their European users' holdings to tax authority. So it sucks if you're a European, but at the same time, I've always said it, you shouldn't be hiding to the government your Bitcoin halvings. You should be reporting when you sell, when you make profit. You should report it as capital gains tax. And then if you did that, this will not bother you. The reason it sucks is that crypto is not just a means of investing. It's also a means of exchanging cash, of receiving payments. And when they get their dirty nose into this, they're going to misinterpret a lot of things. Like, sometimes I exchange my crypto from my wallet to my wallet. I wouldn't like the government to come and say, hey, JF, you've made one Bitcoin there, and you've made one Bitcoin there, and you've made one Bitcoin there. And it's like, no, it was my Bitcoin all along. I've just been moving it between different wallets. And for that, it sucks. But I think that crypto will not be disrupted very much by this. And in general, if you don't... Anyways, what they will do is they will ask crypto companies like Binance probably to report, and you should just hold your crypto outside of these crypto companies anyway, as I taught you. Retired Navy SEAL made famous after coming out as trans announces a detransition. It destroyed my life, the person said. Mama JF is coming. Oh no, she was just coming to grab some food in the studio. So destroyed my life. I destroyed my life. I'm not a victim. I did this to myself, but I had help, the retired Navy SEAL said. So here's, I'm trying to get, this is the person here. poor person found themselves thinking that they had to transition to woman, and eventually discovering that it was not for them, and returning to male. DK Shadow says, why is there food in the studio? Are you kidding me? The studio is packed with food. I have Tabasco sauce all over there. I have steak, spices, olives, peanut butter. This is not for eating in the studio. It's just our reserve of food. Because Mama JF builds such reserve of food because Mama JF is kind of end of the world type of prepper. She's like, we have enough food to survive for the next 20 years in this house. My whole wardrobe here is only occupied at 5% by my clothes. The rest of the wardrobe is just packed with food all over. I have pickles, I have salad sauce, I have Ziploc bags, vinegars of all kind, like literally all the possible vinegars. I have capers, Nutella, Knox gelatin, glucose syrup, and yeast of all the possible kinds of yeast. And that's just this. I have my cookies and Asian products there from Mama JF, mayo, all of the preserves from last year's garden. Mama JF is ready for return to the Bronze Age, says Cloud Warmer. Absolutely, Mama JF, the ultimate prepper. Why do you make these reserves of food, Mama JF? Is it the rapture, the end of the world, the coming of...
I'm scared.
You're scared?
Because I'm like, oh, the bottle of ketchup is almost finished. Can you buy like 6 of them?
Yeah, I mean...
Just because you don't know when you're going to finish it. You need another one.
Mama JF is like, there's the mayo in the fridge. And then there's like six reserves of mayo. And when she notices that the reserve of mayo is down to 5, she's like, JF, you need to buy plenty of mayo. Sometimes she writes in the grocery list. She always gives me grocery list of everything I have to buy. And it's basically everything that we may not have in double. And she's like, sometimes she writes mayo times 10,000. And that means buy everything you can pack in the car.
No, because you don't know. Let's say you want to... like eat like 6 bags of mayo one day.
Yes.
What are you gonna do?
Is it possible that it's from your hippie lifestyle? Your body has kind of recorded that, maybe. Hey, sometimes I like food, so I must do reserve.
No, my parents were doing that actually.
Oh yeah?
Yes. We had this little Jewish cellar with all the cans, everything, 10 cans of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Jewish connection.
Yeah.
All right. Naberius says mayo is indispensable. Crazy Catman says I keep stacks of mayo. Hellman's, not kidding. I eat it with everything except ice cream. Yes, we also have Elsman here. I wouldn't say that I eat it with everything. Mayo is a very specialized thing to me. Mama JF consumes it a little more. Mama JF needs mayo. You wouldn't believe this. Mama JF puts mayo in her Big Mac. She puts mayo in her poutine. She puts mayo on her fries. She puts mayo sometimes just randomly, just puts mayo on the plate, like where it would be totally unjustified. I've never seen someone who thinks that poutine is not saucy enough, that it needs extra sauce. Mama JF not only asks for the extra sauce, she asks for extra mayo so she can put it on the poutine. Mama JF puts mayo on her pizza. She has a little squeeze bottle of mayo. And she has a little squeeze bottle of sriracha type sauce. And she makes little cute lines on the pizza. Sriracha mayo, sriracha mayo, sriracha mayo. Who puts mayo on pizza?
Everyone. What are you talking about? Why wouldn't you?
how can you be so thin with so much mayo in you?
Because it go all in my brain.
Crazy Catman says he puts mayo on his pizza.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, like at the, when you go to the club, you go to eat pizza after there's the mayo. You
know? Yeah.
Yes. And you don't, why? You don't put mayo on poutine?
No.
Why?
Why would you? There's already a sauce for poutine and it's not mayo.
Oh my god.
It's brown sauce.
Yes, and they never put enough sauce in the poutine.
Yes, so Mama JF asks for extra sauce on the poutine, extra sauce on the pizza also. You like those very liquid pizza.
Yes, the sauce. And yes, I'm like, can I have like a pot of gravy more with the poutine? They never put enough.
They never put enough, even when you ask for the extra.
Oh my god. I should open a poutine restaurant.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be great. Micronova says, try making your own mayo and use avocado oil. Best mayo you'll taste. Mama JF, I think, uses a lot.
No.
You did that, right?
Yeah, but it's hard to do.
It's hard?
And yeah, the vegetable oil, I made some research. They put bleach in it. And they put a bunch of stuff. It's not good vegetable oil. I should make the mayo, seriously, it's not good.
All right. Those people who are alarmed by what is used in the industrial process, I don't know. I'm never really alarmed. It's like an industrial process must be done. It's the way they make these products. I'm totally fine eating them. I'm not alarmed at the fact that like extracting sugar or extracting oil from plants is difficult and it needs some chemical help. Tillman says, JF, did you see they shut down Ye's interview last night as soon as he said anti-Semitism is stupid? Which interview was it? I don't know about this. I don't know about this story. Where did it happen? Masked Bandits. Steal gold from North Korean armored vehicle, an armored vehicle carrying 200 kilograms of gold was robbed after it was stopped on a North Korean highway in mid-November. Three masked robbers overcame two armed guards to take the gold worth some $11 million, the source said. That's why Bitcoin is the safest bet. The problem of physical gold is that you need to carry it and defend it. Micronova says, Breakfast Club show, right? Shut down Ye, or is this another show? Okay, I didn't know that he was on the Breakfast Club. I saw that Jonathan Greenblatt was on there, but I'll go check it out depending on what it is. And I'll see if I have some comments to do tomorrow. Albino Hunter sends $7. Thank you so much. And if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Don't forget to add a payment method in your Odyssey account to send super chats like Albino Hunter just did. He says, have you seen the video of Brittany Griner on the plane? It made me reconsider my stance on trans women in sports. It seems that successful female athletes are just those with masculine traits like being tall, wearing men's clothes, deep voice, and having sex with other women. Do not let any facts about Brittany Griner change your view on trans women in sports, because Brittany Griner may not be an example of what you think she is. In other words, all you've heard from the left is Brittany Griner is a woman in basketball who's a lesbian. That doesn't tell you that she's not a trans. That doesn't tell you that she doesn't have a dick. So, be careful with this. you don't know whether she's a trans. She never said that. I don't know that she said that she wasn't trans, or I don't know that she said that she was never a man. So the leftists will exploit this a lot. Eventually, you're going to end up with a lot of people who are trans, who say they're trans, and then a lot of people who are trans who won't say they're trans, and you're going to be all confused. And the leftists, they surf on confusion. End of the line. Joel says, Wikipedia makes it hard to determine the birth sex of famous people now. Yeah, and that sucks. Nicholas Petris says, obviously, most likely biologically male. And there are even other possibilities. She may be XYY, XXY, you know, these intersex conditions. You don't know. So don't see her as the typical successful female athlete. You don't know. You don't even know her chromosomes. Army captain separated from service for refusing vaccine as House passes bill that rescinds military's vaccine mandate. An army captain was separated from the service for refusing to take the COVID vaccine as the GOP attempts to roll back Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's military vaccine mandate. This vaccine mandate really sucks. I hope that it gets undermined. It's the way of Democrats to increase the Democrat representation within the ranks of all of the executive branch of the government, and here the military. Tuttle Grimm says, JF, you can find the Ye interview on the Cancel Proof channel on cozy.tv. All right, let's have a quick look. All right, where is Ye appearing?
Thank you. We recognize you in.
Because I was interested in,
I don't even have.
Because I don't have that same phone number anymore.
Wow.
I don't want to listen to two guys.
I'm bringing this back up to see what.
Listen to cozy.tv in studio conversation between people I don't give a shit about. Am I supposed to go through this to find the. Please give me the timestamp where. Ye is there because it's 2 hours 44. I'm not going through this shit. The Fed will raise rates again, but it's playing with fire. I think this week might be a smaller raise of the interest rate by the Fed, which might throw people into a mini bull run. Hello, Mama JF. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Kanye West.
Okay, what is it?
But I kind of wish he would do interview every day. That would be nice.
You want him to do interviews
yes,
every day?
It's
yeah, he's nice spicing up the news yes. Feed.
Yes.
All right.
But we were talking about this, me and GF, today. And, mm-hmm. You don't want to ban porn. Because then... It opened the door for regulating the internet.
Yes, regulating speech, and the leftists yes. will use this in other ways when they have power.
Is your First Amendment right?
Yes, First Amendment right. You respect the porn right.
Yeah.
You don't have to promote it, but you just don't stop it.
Yeah, because I don't know if you want to be a politician for real.
Who? Yeah. Me? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but if you will be a politician for real, you should more concentrate on removing the sex toys for children.
Yes.
That would be a better idea.
That's true. That is viable.
Yeah, that's more the problem, I think.
Absolutely. I agree. All right. Surya Loka is... Surya Loka is bringing a statement from 17th of June, 2022. Brittany Griner isn't a transgender and she wasn't born a man. Instead, the WNBA star is a female who declared herself a lesbian in 2013. Since then, she has been in two same-sex relationships as a male partner. The center for the Phoenix Mercury Basketball Club is not concerned, blah, blah, blah. Well, she's been in a same-sex relationship as a male partner. What do they know? Have they checked the chromosomes of Brittany Griner? Because you can claim this as a media. You don't know. I want to see the chromosome test. Stephen Robinson says, have you used ChatGPT? I tried engaging with these AI, but they keep talking to me about Heroes of the Storm. They say, oh my God, JF, you like Heroes of the Storm? And I'm like, no, I don't know what this game is. And he's like, oh, I'm happy to hear that you love the game Heroes of the Storm. I like it too. And I'm like, no, I don't like Heroes. And then they're like, oh my God, you're a big fan of Heroes of the Storm. Amazing.
You see me and Kim, and I'm doing an easy fashion show, and we got the most visibility of all time. Then the richest man in the world would offer me a deal and then take the deal away from me and then hire my best friend and make him the head of Louis Vuitton, right? It was all to keep us at the Ari Emanuel entertainment level, because we stay where on the path we're going, we get to Medici level. You go above Vatican, you go above Vanguard and BlackRock. But right now, Shorty got an investment firm that's half with, I'm not gonna say what hospital is, you know, I'm not gonna say what the doctor is. It was a juice. So
no surprise.
But that's the thing, is you gotta understand the Armenians work in the meatpacking district and the Jews work in the nigger packing district. Mm. The Jews are used by the Chinese to control the blacks. They just middlemen. They'll sell anything.
That's real. That's real. I mean,
come and get me.
Definitely. You definitely get some juice right now.
Why do you send me this edited shit? There's nothing I can conclude from this. Some idiot has been editing a beep on it. It's a fake clip. I don't know. Okay, so Kanye used the N-word, but Kanye is a black guy. Usually we accept that black men they can use the N-word. I don't have anything to say with that kind of shit clip, shit host, shit. Like, this is not interesting. This is exactly why Cozy TV is bound to be destroyed. It's really like the culture of poor practice and questions, poor practice and commenting. It's guys chilling at a mic. It sucks. Tillman says, JF, they stopped the interview just before he mentions anti-Semitism. How do I verify this? You know what Kanye was about to say before this clip is clipped? Then you send me the wrong clip. This is crap. All over. Multiple levels of crap. Ukraine's Odessa plunged into darkness after kamikaze drone attacks over 1.5 million people in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa are without power following Saturday nighttime kamikaze drones pummeling electricity infrastructure in the region, also as blackouts continue surrounding the capital of Kiev and other cities. As of now, the city is without electricity. Russia using the leverage of the winter. Deadstar says, JF, did you see the ADL interview on that radio show? Well, I don't. I have seen Jonathan Greenblatt on The Breakfast Club. I don't even know that this is The Breakfast Club. It's an edited clip. I cannot process this. Okay, Total Grimm says, Cozy TV was only restreaming the Clubhouse show. Okay, and Clubhouse, what is this? Is this a Twitter space in Clubhouse space? Is this a Clubhouse in a Twitter space on Cozy TV? I don't like unverifiable stuff. Send me raw materials, send me timestamps to actual events that are verifiable. Andrew Tarba says, Elon continues his purge of godly Christian men from Twitter. CCG Bryson, account suspended. So I don't think everything is rose in this Elon takeover. I think there are still very doubtful, very bizarre decisions, such as me not being unbanned, Keith Woods not being unbanned, and yet the Daily Stormer guy, Andrew England, being unbanned. What is happening in Elon's head here? What is the process? And why is this guy getting banned? Real Bryson Gray, a Christian man, apparently. Virginia Christian Group denied service at restaurant over safety concerns. Amazingly hypocritical. The Virginia restaurant admitted to refusing service to the Christian group in a social media post. The head of conservative Christian group in Virginia is speaking out after members of our organization were turned away from a restaurant based solely on their religious view. The reason given for cancellation, according to Cobb, was that a member of the staff at the restaurant had looked up the organization's website, which states that the group advocates for policy based on biblical principles that enable families to flourish at the state and local level, prompting the waitstaff to refuse to serve the group. Are you kidding me? We are at that level of triggering for the left. It's like, okay, you are a Christian who likes the family. You are dangerous. We have to keep you out of our restaurant. Metzger Bar and Butchery has always prided itself on being an inclusive environment for people to dine in. In 8 years of service, we have very rarely refused service to anyone who wished to dine with us. Recently, we refused service to a group that had booked an event with us after the owners of Metzger found out it was a group of donors to a political organization that seeks to deprive women and LGBTQ plus persons of their basic human rights in Virginia. Yeah, so basically you are triggered by a countering political opinion. Bolin goes further on on the banning of CCG Bryson. I was just permanently suspended on Twitter. I wasn't told a specific tweet that got me suspended. They just said hateful conduct. I've seen more influencers get suspended under Elon than ever. Many people will avoid talking about this so they can avoid criticizing Elon. Maybe it was a mistake on their part, but this is wild. Okay, we have to be worried about Elon potentially just taking Twitter for making his own play toy, but being just as much arbitrary in his banning, especially given how emotional he's been in justifying the bannings. Like, my child died, and so Alex Jones will not come back to Twitter. What the fuck are you talking about? Lendahl says, JF, you may find yourself on a special separate Twitter blacklist. Even Elon does not know yet about. I mean, who knows? With all these employees making their little plots and stuff, who knows? Eric Oliver has sent two super chats. Thank you so much for the major support. He has sent $30. He says, you are my favorite show, followed by Blackpilled with Devin Stack. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Eric Oliver, for the support. He sends in another super chat, how I believe voting should be. Federal and state level. If you vote, you accept income tax at the level you vote at. Choose to not vote, and you are not subject to income tax at the level you decline to vote in. I do want some opt-out. I think having an opt-out from the government is absolutely essential. Now, I'm not sure that this is the right way to go, because if just the act of voting leads to taxation and not voting leads to no taxation, you could have people vote while knowing that they're not going to pay taxes, let's say people on social welfare and that kind of stuff, or low income, and they would effectively do the same crap that that is happening right now, which is the problem of self-serving voting groups, basically voting themselves new money. Now, with your system, the advantage is the more they do this, the more there would be people saying, all right, I'm opting out this year. And eventually the government would have no taxation base, because anyone making any sort of money would be immediately not voting. But I think it's nonsense to be making it so that the very talented of society don't get to vote. You're basically locking the vote to be a stupid vote, because anyone making above $100,000 would be completely insane to vote under your system. They would basically, their vote would cost them $50,000. You don't want to do this. So you would end up with everyone voting is people without income. That is a bad idea in my view. But your system is not far from what could be just. What we need is an opt-out. If you have the opt-out option for everything that the government does, then you can start breaking down the government. Then you can say, all right, I like the trash services. I'm going to pay the tax part for trash services. I like the roads. I'm going to pay for the roads. But I don't like this and that, and I'm not going to pay for it. That's an article from 2017. Science proves kids are bad for the earth. Morality suggests we stop having them. We need to stop pretending kids don't have environmental and ethical consequences. That's anti-natalism justified by concerns about the climate. White House says that they are still negotiating for Paul Whelan's release, lashes out at critique. Of course, I've been critiquing them, and many people have been critiquing them for choosing the basketball player over the military guy. It's a bizarre choice that shows the predicament that the Democrat Party is stuck with in how they are pursuing this anti-white approach and anti-hetero approach. But that's what it is. So, of course, they're lashing out, but you did it. You did a very terrible decision. Indiana sues TikTok for allegedly endangering children, sending data to China. The state of Indiana is suing social media giant TikTok, accusing it of falsely claiming the company's product was safe for children and illicitly sending US-based users' data to communist China. Interesting lawsuit. I want any sort of pushback against any sort of tech, including Chinese tech. The problem is I guess it's going to be hard to prove, because tech companies are keeping these secrets very hidden. And I don't know if we're going to get to know if data was indeed sent. They delete a lot of stuff. They erase proofs, as they are doing also in the Twitter case. Lithium-ion battery prices rise for the first time. Lithium, a mineral used in batteries to power electric vehicles, smartphones, laptops, and all sorts of gadgets, has surged to a record high this year as the world pushes forward for a green future. The era of ever cheaper batteries ends. Look at this. This is a prediction. This is the current year, so we've started to rise again. We have been always down, 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 down since 2010, and we have reached a point where the downtrend is stopping. I think we may have reached the bottom of what we can possibly do. So I think that going forward, batteries will only cost the price that they currently cost or higher, because at some point there is a bottleneck into, well, you need to pay the driver, you need to pay the truck, you need to pay the miner, you need to pay so much people in the path that at some point your productivity gains are no more. In fact, at some point your productivity may start dropping when renewing your employees become a problem, when they start demanding more and more quality of life and salary. Dude says, the trade is not what people think. JF might not know this. It's a facade for a bigger trade. The trade of Brittany Griner. Oh no, I've explored in my head the possibility that we are looking at the first move here. And in that first move, Putin can be seen as very much victorious. Now, did he do this with a promise of softening for the next exchange, or did he do this to capture the US in a position where, oh my God, now if we want Paul Whelan, if we want to satisfy the American public who's pissed at us for choosing the black athlete over the white military because of our racial bias, we're going to have to find someone that Russia even wants more than Viktor Bout. Absolutely, this has crossed my mind. I've not speculated publicly about it yet, but I'm paying attention to the news. Dude says, I think the trade was negotiated way ahead of time for other guarantees, and they masquerade it as involving the basketball lady. I don't think she was important. She was a byproduct. That also has crossed my mind. I believe that the fact that petroleum countries are very much involved in the trade happening, I think that ultimately there is a link between the current drop of gas price and this. I still haven't figured what it was, but I think some promise was made, some triangle of promise between the Arab countries, Russia, and the US. And one thing I had on my mind since the day Brittany Griner was released is this is going to drop the price of gasoline. I don't know if my prediction will be correct. It's not a prediction that I've shared publicly, but it's on my mind. I think it will have to do with gasoline if it's a secret deal like this. Steven Robinson says, JF, is it possible that the Large Hadron Collider has changed the weight of the electron? If yes, what would be the implications? I don't. You mean the weight of the electron in the entire universe, or you mean the weight of one electron? I don't understand the claim here. Do you think that they misevaluated or changed experimentally the weight of one electron that they were controlling, or that they have changed the universe? I would have to hear your thoughts about this before I give my comments, but that doesn't sound possible, that they have changed the weight of the electron of all of the universe. Cosmic Nut says LHT changed fuck all. Yeah, that would be my position. And some people have been sending me fake news about a big black hole just rising above the LHC in Switzerland or whatever, and like in the sky. And it turns out it's just another fake news edit. It's not true. Stephen Robinson says there is only one electron. Yes, exactly. Well, don't tell me yes, exactly. I told you two choices, and I'm still not clear what you're saying. Now, when you say there is only one electron, that is insanity. It is a crazy thought experiment of... how do I forget his name? The greatest quantum physicist. Oh, yeah, Feynman. It's a thought experiment of Feynman to think there is only one electron. There is not only one electron. The idea was to say, what if all the electrons we see are electrons bouncing back between past and future, and we just see them on their way from past to future, and all of them really boil down to be the same electron, but there's no experimental reason. Yeah, the Dirac C, and yes, Dirac had come up with this kind of stuff. So it's not directly from Feynman, but Feynman explained it. And those were just crazy thought experiments. They are not to be interpreted as representative of reality. Stephen Robinson says, if you change the weight of one electron, you change the weight of them all. The weight. I mean, we have to enter into all sorts of discussion before we even say these things. Before we even engage on whether you would change them all, we have to talk of relativistic mass, because the mass of the electron will change according to its speed. And then we have to talk about rest mass. We have to talk about elementary mass, and we have to talk about if it's elementary mass of the electron at rest that we're talking about, if it was different between one electron and another, then it wouldn't be elementary mass. Then these electrons would be made of different things. They would have different characteristics, and ultimately it would be wrong to call them both electrons. But no, there's no evidence that you can change something about an electron here and causally influence an electron that is light years away from here, or that is even kilometers away from here. So no, I reject these questions and this line of thought. Mission complete. NASA's Orion spacecraft splashes down in Pacific Ocean. Orion has entered the Earth's atmosphere. Okay, so that was a little mission sent to the moon. NASA's historic uncrewed Artemis 1 mission to the moon and back will conclude on Sunday with the Orion spacecraft returning to Earth. So they basically made this path. This is the Artemis mission, in which they say they want to put the first black person and first female on the moon. Something like this. That's the big thing. So that was a trip with the spaceship, but not landing on the moon, I guess. Just testing the rockets and stuff. Okay. And we have... as last news items, a couple of memes. Ben Shapiro has put his Daily Wire indoctrination machine on psychiatrically ill Jordan Peterson, and now he starts saying the fate of the world depends on Israel. Nobody should be anonymous online. And then you have the young guys who clean their rooms in the glass. they are like, what did they did to Jordan? What did they do to Jordan? Well, Jordan has been converted into a servant of Israeli interests. Sorry, we saw it coming, but if you thought otherwise, sorry. There is a video that I've been wanting to cover since like 7 days, and every day I forget to play it. There it is, the Alex Jones appearance on Steven Crowder. So let's listen to this.
After an hour, at least, he would let me kind of then bring up some topics I wanted. But you kind of had the salacious crumb, the baby Hitler of Nick Fuentes over there.
Calling Nick Fuentes baby Hitler, that is so funny. I don't think it's true, but I think it's funny because it's a reference to the philosophical question of if you had a time machine, would you use it to go kill baby Hitler? And yet Alex Jones calling someone who's currently alive baby Hitler.
that was a joke Jimmy Kimmel made. Like, where have I seen this before? And it's I'm Jabba the Hutt, and there's a Salacious Crumb sitting there. But seriously, I didn't know that Nick Fuentes was really a Nazi lover.
Yeah,
I'd had him on over the years 3 or 4 times whenever he was being debanked.
Oh my God, Alex Jones dropping Nick Fuentes under the bus. That is we are in such a bizarre timeline. 2022 somehow has been more exciting than 2021, which was already up there.
Censored, and he would be like, no, I'm not a Nazi. I just care about white people's rights. So I think this whole thing was a real coming out. And I'll be honest with you, especially with the Fuentes thing, and I'll still have Fuentes on. I believe the first.
Amazingly, Alex Jones dropping Nick Fuentes under the bus for being Kanye supportive. If you had this on your bingo card for 2022, you have some predictive power.
Amendment. But there's a real creepy factor with this Hitler stuff. And then I also noticed that Richard Spencer came out and said, yay, blew Jones away, because Jones is really controlled by the liberal narrative Hitler's bad. But those of us that know the dark, powerful beauty of Hitler and of the darkness and of the strength, and it's like some homoerotic, you know, thing over Hitler. That is kind of what's going on.
This is so beautiful. Alex Jones, dog whistling that Richard Spencer is gay and that he has a homoerotic thing for Hitler. Oh my God, that is my Christmas gift for 2022. You don't have to give me anything else. I can die. I love this.
There's this Hitler fetish, and no, I'm not into dudes in fancy, you know, peacock military uniforms that by the way, got 22 million Germans killed. So the biggest killer of Germans in history, if you like Germanic people, and I'm basically half German, have a lot of German roots, is Hitler. Hitler was a disaster. Hitler was an occultist. Hitler was a pedophile. Hitler was horrible. Screw Hitler.
Okay, Alex Jones. I don't think you need to beat a dead horse that much. We got it, okay? Hitler was a pedophile? I've never heard that one. Anyone has any proof of this? I've never heard even the claim that Adolf Hitler is a pedophile. But hey, it's not like it's going to tarnish his reputation further, right? Amazing appearance, but so much cooking to it. Like, you featured Ye on your show. He delivered on your show a clownish performance, which is what your show naturally leads to. You know, ask yourself, Alex Jones, why you didn't have Kanye be as intelligent as Gavin McInnes, for example. It's because you pull you pull the clownishness out of people, and so be it. You know, it's part of show business, and if that's your thing, it's good. But then don't complain that the guests came and delivered exactly in your style. The only thing you really have to reproach to Ye is that he's out Alexed you. He's been the Alex Jones of that particular episode of yours. So Alex Jones has always been like this, very anti-Nazi. And Richard Spencer is absolutely right. It shows that he's absorbed the deep boomer memes of our time. And that's just what it is. And finally, David Icke. David Icke delivering his opinion on Ye. Let's have a look.
Some things I will agree with. Some things I won't. And what concerns me is the way he acts. I understand why he wants to be different and all that stuff, but he doesn't do his credibility a lot of good with some of the things he does. I mean, just come out and say it, mate. I mean, I watched an interview with him.
Well, well, well. That is unbelievable to me. We have David Icke and Alex Jones being in front of the Kanye thing and saying, bro, what about the optics? And Kanye yet standing beside the man of optics, Nick Fuentes, who canceled me for optics. And so we have an optics war here, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful because everyone is acting contrary to their nature in with respect to this. And you have to give it to the artist Kanye West. Basically, he has awakened in the right a reaction that where people are forced into their position, where you have Alex Jones now part of cancel culture, basically. Alex Jones part of dropping people under the bus. David Icke talking about optics. The up is down, down is up. The world is totally reversed, and that's funny to see. That was it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much. Lendald Guntram says, Hitler was quite a heavy druggie, basically because of World War One. Okay, but I have yet to see any proof that he was a pedophile. The Estonian says, mention the people who can't be named, and everyone goes crazy. Yeah, I think that Ye has this effect on people where his craziness is forcing them into places that we would never imagine them to be. Adair says, but what does David Duke say about Ye? Yeah, David Duke is a real guy. See, that's where you see the real people who are really standing by what they've said across the years and who are really at war with globalism. David Duke only applauded Ye and in fact wants to have a rap collaboration with Ye. So there you see the difference between the real guys and the clowns. And the clowns aren't happy because some better clown has shown up.